You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are joined by Mr. Alex Johnson, the CEO and co-founder of Swap Motors, the first peer-to-peer marketplace of evaluated used cars. I'm looking forward to hearing the details here. And Mr. Johnson, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yes, likewise. So, Mr. Johnson, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background that led you to Swap Motors.
Yeah, so Chicago raised, Chicago native, with a marketing background, and had few businesses in commercial construction, along hospitality, and an IT company. A few years back, I had a problem selling my car. I tried to sell it through listing agencies, listing services. I would get calls from dealers, wholesalers, people that I wasn't really interested in. I was hoping to have a private buyer buy my car. After a month into it, the process, then I realized this is not working. Then I took it to the dealer that I bought the car from. They gave me a very low price. Then I went to a few other dealers, and I see prices changing. After my eighth or ninth dealer, I got $6,000 more than the original dealer offered. That's when I realized the market's broken. Selling a car is so hard. Either you try to list it selling privately, or if you try to trade your car in. You know, I called my friend who's a tech guy, worked for IBM at the time, and I told him, listen, I think I'm on something. I think we can change the landscape of buying and selling cars, buying and selling used cars. And that's how we came up with Swap Motors.
You got to love that, and thanks for sharing some of that background with us. Now, what does Swap Motors do, and how did you come up with the idea?
Swap Motors, we started Swap Motors 2016, January. When we started the Swap Motors, it was just selling cars to dealers. What we did was a buyer can come, register the car, we will go to their house, we'll evaluate the car, and we'll list it on an online auction where hundreds of dealers can fight for the car, which the sellers will make more money, and independent dealers will get a car, cutting out all the middlemen, the auctioneers, wholesalers. That's how we started the company. 6 months into it, we realized out of 100 cars, we were dropping about 70% of the cars, because when you trade a car in, or when a dealer buys a car, they're not going to pay the price the car's worth. They want to buy it at low cost, and they want to mark it up and sell it. That's when we added a new service. It's like, there's two ways to sell a car in this country. You can sell it to a dealer, or you can sell it to a private buyer. And we added the service of peer-to-peer. So now, as a consumer, you can come in. If it's time, they can auction the car to hundreds of dealers, and eventually it will be thousands of dealers. If you have the time, you can list the car where private buyers will buy a car, and you can make another 20-25% on it. And that's where we are at Swap Motors. And we launched the new service early this year in January.
It sounds like you're definitely on to something, and obviously you've seen success since 2016. Congratulations on that. Now, how have consumers responded to buying and selling used cars on your platform?
So if you look at our website, we have sold hundreds of cars. We have 5-star rating all across our Google review, Yelp, Facebook. You know, people love it because it is a very simple process. Our platform does all the work, and they're making more money than, like, I'll give you a quick example. I had a consumer last week. He had a Mustang. He took it to a few dealers. The best price he told me he got it was $1,100. But he was moving to New York this week, and he needed to sell the car. We auctioned his car last week. He ended up getting $3,000 on his car. He was very, extremely, extremely happy, and gave us amazing reviews on our platform. Because we're not making money, because at the end of the day, we let the consumers, the buyers and sellers, both benefit from our platform. Then only we can make money.
And looking at the competition, who are your main competitors and what makes you different in the marketplace?
I mean, if you look across, I mean, there's Cars.com, there's Auto Trader, there's Craigslist, you know, there's a new company called Carvana, it's a tech startup. But end of the day, if you look at Auto Trader, Cars.com, Craigslist, majority of the listings on their platform is the dealer cars. I think I could be wrong, but 90% plus of the cars listed on their marketplace is dealer cars. There's not really any platform out there just focusing solely on private buyers and sellers, connecting them, helping them out to do this process. And if you look at Carvana, Carvana is a new company. I think just went public last year. They are they're like a CarMax. They buy the car, they fix it, and you can buy it online. End of the day, they're buying the car at such a low value, the seller's not getting the value. In our platform, if sellers are benefiting and the buyers are benefiting, cutting all the middlemen out.
You know you've got something when it's benefiting the consumer and the buyer. Today we're joined by Mr. Alex Johnson, the CEO and co-founder of Swap Motors, the first peer-to-peer marketplace of evaluated used cars here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, out of curiosity, how do you actually charge for your services?
Yeah, so listing, with our marketplace listing, there's no fees right now. We do charge a fee in our auction platform. So there's a seller fee and there's a buyer fee. If your car sells in our platform, we will charge the seller a minimum fee and we'll charge your dealer a minimum fee. When it comes to our marketplace listing, it's right now to list a car on our platform is free. But eventually we're hoping that we will make the money on warranty, finance, closing deals, you know, these are we're going to make our money. Right now we're not going to charge anything on listing.
And that certainly is a huge bonus right there. Now, we always like to hear companies on their plans for growth. What are your plans for business growth?
Yeah, we want to focus on Chicago because Chicago is such a huge market. There's 100,000 cars being sold probably every 2 months or so. And we'll probably expand into Northwest Indiana, Wisconsin. And mass of the market here, and generally, we're going to take a growth of maybe East Coast, or we look at what is that second market that we want to go. We are in talks with some strategic partners who are in the industry who is dealer-centric or dealer-focused companies who like our idea, like the plans, and help us build it and take it to nationwide in the next 3 to 5 years. I would like to mention some names, but it's still in talks, so you know we have to keep it on a down low.
And certainly understand that. So tell us also, what made you decide to open the new Swap Center and where is it located?
Yeah, Swap Center is located in Skokie, Illinois, about 15 minutes from Chicago downtown. We believe without Swap Centers that the peer-to-peer market, people try to do it, but it just never worked. There's a couple of issues when it comes to peer-to-peer. One is safety issue. Second is valuation. Third thing is like closing the deal. You know, there's so many broken parts in the peer-to-peer. And that's with the Swap Centers, you can bring the car, we evaluate the car, and you can meet a potential buyer at one of these Swap Centers and do test drives with them. Not only that, after that test drive and the buyer wants to buy the car, they can come to a Swap Center and we'll help them close the deal. Without that, it's really hard to make this peer-to-peer work.
And appreciate your sharing that, and it makes total sense. What's the advantage also of having the Swap Center? What has been the biggest challenge since launching it?
You know, the biggest advantage is it's creating a space where sellers and buyers can meet. You know, able to evaluate a lot more cars. You pull a car in, we can evaluate the car in 15 minutes. You know, like you said, third thing is having a place they can come and, you know, there's cash being transacted. There's people come with cashier's checks. It's a safe place to close a deal. And as you see, like Amazon, you know, they're an online tech platform. Now they got into retail buildings such as Whole Foods. Amazon is doing, Walmart is doing really well because they have locations all over the country, especially with cars. Like, we believe without swap centers, the model will not work.
Well, I'd say you've done very well. You offer a great service within the marketplace, and we wish you nothing but the best and continued success through Swap Motors. As an entrepreneur, and in conclusion, tell us, what is the greatest lesson that you've learned along the journey so far?
Just work hard and don't let anybody stop you. And there's going to be hurdles everywhere, and nothing is easy, but you have to continue to knock on doors, knock on it, because something will open. 100 doors you knock, 99 will close, but one will open. So just continue to fight.
Well, certainly appreciate those closing remarks and really good advice. Be persistent and never give up, and you certainly go a long way in business and in life. Well, we definitely want to get the details where folks can take advantage of your service, Swap Motors. Where can they get further details online?
It's www.swapmotors.com.
And it can't get any easier than that. Again, Mr. Johnson, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
And the pleasure certainly is all ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Alex Johnson, the CEO and co-founder of Swap Motors, the first peer-to-peer marketplace of evaluated used cars. And for further details and to take advantage, visit swapmotors.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.